I think that you need to go out and take a risk on these kind of movies to not only support them, but also to open yourself up to other types of films, you know. And granted, I said earlier that this feels very American, but it's not an American film, and it's okay to read and watch subtitles.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Art House Garage, episode 14. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Andrew Sweatman, and today we are taking a deep dive into the new movie, Parasite. And this movie is from South Korea. It has been getting just incredibly high praise from everyone who sees it. We also give it high praise. My guest today is Donovan Thompson. He is a filmmaker in the Little Rock area. He also has a podcast of his own called Podcast 241. I was lucky enough to be a guest on their podcast a couple weeks ago. You can listen to that. We talked about episode 3 of the Star Wars TV show, The Mandalorian. They talk about Star Wars. They talk about Marvel. They're big into nerdy stuff over there. They're doing a great job, and I was honored to be featured there and had a great time recording with them. I will put a link to Donovan's IMDb page. He's worked on a lot of films here in Arkansas area, and he's really quite accomplished as a director of photography. We have a great discussion about this movie, Parasite. This movie won the Palme d'Or, which is the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival this year. Other notable films that have won that award include Pulp Fiction back in 1994, The Tree of Life in 2011. I'm a big fan of that film. Last year was Shoplifters, which is also fantastic. That's a Japanese film, which I think is streaming online. You should catch that one if you have the time. But Parasite is directed by Bong Joon-ho, who has made a handful of films now. He's pretty well known. This film is getting more international recognition, I think, than previous films of his. It's difficult to talk about Parasite too much without spoiling it, but basically, it focuses around wealth inequality. I think that's its primary theme. We talk a lot about that in the discussion, but it is essentially a rich family and a poor family. And the poor family, the son becomes the tutor for the daughter of the rich family. And the poor family has some schemes up their sleeves. I'll leave it at that. But it's really well acted across the board. It's incredibly directed. Donovan makes the point that it hits a ton of different genres and does them all beautifully, and it's full of surprises as well. So we will talk about spoilers in the second half of this conversation. There's a break in the middle to warn you when that is coming. But for now, listen in to our discussion of the movie Parasite.
부모님 얼굴도 뵙고 좋더라. 건강들 하시고.
일거리가 없으셔도.
네가 내 대신 얘 과외 선생님 좀 해줘라. 영어.
대학생인 척하라는 거야?
구라를 좀 치지 뭐.
넌 이 좋은 실력으로 왜 미디는 맨날 떨어지냐.
아 죽을래.
Hello and welcome to Art House Garage, Donovan Thompson.
Hey, Andrew.
Thanks so much for joining me today. We are talking about Parasite. How long ago did you watch this movie?
I watched it, I think the weekend it came out, at least here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I believe it was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Same maybe a week and a half or something for me.
Okay.
And so it's not as fresh as it could have been, but
yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. So this movie is getting tons of acclaim. Everything online is just, it's blowing up.
It's
going to be award
so
winning,
much.
Blah, blah, blah. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes this year. Almost universal praise, it seems like. Bong Joon-ho's, it's a thoughtful and thrilling exploration of wealth inequality. It's loved by basically everyone. So starting from that, did you have anything negative to say about that movie? And if not, what positive things do you have to say about it?
Yeah, so I just come back from a work trip, and I went straight to the theater, and I found out Parasite was playing. And I had a lot of people on Facebook saying, you know, go watch this movie. And I had no idea what this movie's about. And I show up in there, and surprisingly, I knew what kind of movie it was. I knew it won, played it at Cannes, and I knew it won the Palme d'Or. And there was 20, 30 people in my theater. And I was like, whoa, there's people watching this movie here in Arkansas. I didn't have anything negative to say about it. I thought it was a class act in filmmaking. And it surprised me how, I want to say the word how American the movie felt.
Interesting. Yeah.
It felt like it was very, it didn't feel like it come from
South Korea.
South Korea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't have anything really negative to say either. I didn't know if we were even going to get it in Little Rock. I was really excited that we did. But I was surprised too. It was a Friday afternoon showing and it was pretty full, about 20, 30 people probably. And this is a movie that it's great with an audience because there's some big reaction moments that, you know, you're feeling the energy and the tension in the room, which is great. And I agree just on the filmmaking level. It's basically flawless. I think it's a pretty straightforward story, which I think is really good about it. It's not that it's simple, but it just moves at a really great pace, and the surprises are really fantastically done. And then I think it does build in its themes really organically, and just feels really whole and complete and satisfying, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that I felt like, and the few people that I have talked to in this movie about, is that it felt like it was not just one genre. It feels like every genre.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
2 hour or 2 hours and 12 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
definitely some horror and thriller elements.
And it's super funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Touching. Mm-hmm. And it's got heart to it. And I just didn't know what was happening. Like, I knew what was happening, but I didn't know where it was going to take me.
It's taking you everywhere, but without feeling jerky. Like, sometimes, exactly. Like, a horror comedy, it's, like, too... I mean, that's one of the complaints I've heard of Jojo Rabbit. Not that that's horror, but that its tone is goofy and then serious and then goofy and serious. And that can jerk you around a little much. I don't agree with that necessarily about that movie.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
But I can kind of see that. Whereas this, I think, if it... was so natural that you almost don't notice. Mm-mm. Until you're suddenly surprised, and it's great.
I think you could literally go in there and chop the movie up in segments, and if you showed people the movie, and like if you did it in a way where you didn't see cross characters, they wouldn't know it was the same movie.
Yeah,
but but again, you're right. It's so seamless. They're incredible, great filmmakers.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite performance or character in the movie?
The dad.
The dad.
The dad was so. I think it was just his deadpanness to his face and
the great actor.
And it was just the comedy through not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just the expression on his face I thought was hilarious, and I think the dad and also and the was it Kim the main character?
Yeah.
So him and the dad. I love
the son. You mean
the son? Yes.
I think it's confusing looking at IMDb because
it's really hard.
Kim is their last name, I think. So it's like Kim, whatever. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I don't remember all the character names either.
Yeah.
But yes, the son. He's fantastic. I agree. So the dad, I think he may be the most well known actor. I don't know this for a fact, but
I think you're right.
I've seen his face in other things. I haven't. I don't know his filmography very well, but he seems to be pretty seasoned, and I thought he was great. I really like. The rich mom. I can't remember her character name either. But I think she plays it so well. Is like, it's believable that she would want the best for her family, and that she would spend out the nose for these things, and that they were able to trick her in these ways. And I thought she was great too.
I'm pretty sure she's been in some action.
Yeah, she seemed familiar to me as well.
It wasn't the Wolverine. I know I've seen it and
something
I was like...
Something along those lines, yeah.
It may... I need to look it up.
My IMDb is slow, so I'll let you hit it.
Yeah, I'm going to find out, trust me.
Yeah, but I really liked it. I think one of the main themes of the movie is wealth inequality, and I really like how that's explored. It's a little hard to talk about without going into spoilers just yet, which we will do in a few minutes, but... did you have any thoughts about how that was explored or whether that was explored successfully?
Man, you're 100% right. It's definitely, that is like the theme of the movie, wealth inequality. And just, you know, also I think growing up is a big one too. Mm. I think that one becomes clear by the end of the movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the last frame actually, or the last scene, it's growing up and kind of coming out of, adolescence. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's satirical in how the wealthy is and how they act and just and how reactionary they are to some things and not really, you know, it definitely paints them in like a, I wouldn't say negative light, but like in a, they're not as intelligent as the poor are, you know.
They live with blinders on a little bit.
Live with blinders on and how manipulative, you know, if you can make them manipulative. And manipulated. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And it was great commentary on that. man, it's so hard to kind of talk about it without without the plot points because there's even like I want to say things in nature that happen that are just so symbolic.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too.
Towards the end of the film,
yeah. Okay, we'll get there. One, I think we can answer this or talk about this without spoilers. One criticism I have seen is that the poor family, the Kims, that they are not relatable, or that you're, because it seems like they're the central family and we're supposed to be rooting for them. I'm kind of not sure that that's exactly the point of the movie, but did you have a moment when you thought, okay, I think I can't be on board with what they're doing now, or was that even in your headspace at all?
I was not even concerned with that for one second. I was just like, I just want to see what happens. I want to see how far they can go. And then on top of that, how far will the filmmakers go as we kept going back to
Yeah, I think pretty early on when he's, you realize he's kind of seducing the daughter to take advantage of this family, then I'm like, okay, they're not supposed to be necessarily morally great characters. Like,
no,
so I can drop that expectation and just enjoy this movie for what it is. But yeah, I thought, that's interesting. Let's go ahead and jump into spoilers.
사모님이 뭐랄까?
Full time으로 수업 어떻게 하시는지. Is it okay with you?
Because I think I do want to talk more about the symbol. I think water is a strong symbol here. So what did you make of that?
In terms of just like nature or just...
Yeah, nature in general, yeah.
Well, I mean, definitely, yeah, water is definitely a big thing, especially towards the end of the film, right? We have the sequence where all the family is at the house and they're going on, the rich family is going on the camping trip, right?
Yeah.
And it gets rained out. They end up coming home early, and then on top of that, which all leads into the climax where they're all rained out, right? Their house they have that's literally below everybody else, like geographically below everybody else. It all gets flooded, which is kind of pushes our characters to making like some poor decisions, right? I mean, it depends on, I'm not super up on my philosophy on water and like what that means. I know like it's, it's definitely big, overseas what it means. I think what water means,
So I'm putting my English major hat on, but I think, it's very elemental. On one level, it's like, to the rich family, the rain is an inconvenience. Ruin their son's birthday, blah, they're sad. Blah, this is the worst ever, blah. And then we see the poor family. It's like devastated their lives. Like their home is basically ruined at this point. But I was also thinking, because there's a moment before all of that, people keep peeing in the alleyway above their house and they like try to get them off.
But there's this
slow motion shot where one guy's peeing. It's really funny. He's peeing in slow motion. You see like a string of urine going, and then another guy's pouring water on him, and then there's like all this water on the screen. And then later all the water comes in the rain. So I was trying to figure out how does that connect? Is there like a symbolic? And I was just thinking if we can look at, and this may not work, but if we can look at water as symbolic of like wealth or money or something, like money is a necessary thing in this world. But when there's too much, this is breaking down maybe, but like when some people are so wealthy that that's bad in general for society, and the way that a flood can be a torrential thing, or, water is necessary for life, but it can also be devastating under the wrong circumstances.
There's a lot to unpack there. I'm not quite sure I have all the answers for it, but definitely, I mean, you think of water, you automatically think biblical, right? Noah's Ark. And you think about, literally a flood coming in and kind of cleaning house almost. Like, what does that mean? You think about Noah's Ark, he's like, I'm going to do this to, you don't believe in me anymore. And, I'm going to prove to you what I can do. And then you do your thing. And here it's like almost like taking out some of the less wealthy, right? And you're right, it is an inconvenience for the rich family, and their kid even goes out there and camps for the night, and the mom and dad end up having sex on the couch in front of everybody. And it's just like, this is we're going to turn this into a positive because it's easy to, whereas the family, they're trying to get out of there, and they realize, damn, our house is flooded. It's complicated.
It's a great moment in there where the daughter is sitting on the toilet and just like, she's just kind of like, screw it, I'm just going to smoke a cigarette here. And it's like,
it's literally filling
so
up.
So disgusting. But you're like, I don't know. That's quite a striking image from the movie, I think, is that
the way they put the camera. And granted, I'm not over there, so I don't know how the structure of things look in terms of architecture. but just the visual of like the toilet so high, mm-hmm. the camera is, you know, like eye level to the toilet, and then her, she has no headroom.
Yeah.
Like you have to have the the worst spine ever just by using the bathroom all the time. And it's just interesting, like just the way, again, the geography of the family, and then how much, how cramped they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's even like, we're in spoiler territory, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's even like, so like their house has less room than the basement does.
Yeah. Mm. You know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think of that. I think that's true. Yeah. Let's talk about the basement, because I think that plays into the wealth inequality theme really strongly. And I was thinking about, so her husband has been down there like almost his whole life. It seems like it at seems some point like it sounds forever. Like he's, or at least he's losing his mind or something. And he says, it's like, I was married down here and I was born down here, blah, 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 or whatever that little speech was.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, as far as that can, goes with poverty, I don't know. I maybe think about, like the cave, Plato's The Cave, where it's like people don't know they're in, they're trapped.
Allegory and he's
like,
of the cave.
He's more, exactly. Yeah. He's more comfortable there. And he's like, please don't make me leave. Like, this is all I know. Where anyone watching is like, there's so much more.
There's so, so much more. More.
But he's so comfortable with what he has. And and like poverty is a trap in that way. And I just thought that was a really strong way to illustrate that point.
Yeah, well, it's like the same thing about people, almost say inmates in jail. Some of them don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Like they're so used to... you know, their situation, you know, they don't have to worry about taxes. They don't have to worry about paying their bills. Like it's done for them. Right. They just have to worry about, you know, eating three times a day and then and working if they can. And, it's very much poverty is very much like that. Right. You're at your own jail, and sometimes it's easier to stay there than it is to go out and do something else.
That the reveal of the basement, I thought is fantastic. Like
what is going on in this movie?
Gosh,
it's crazy.
That was a moment where like the whole audience was like just freaking out.
Yeah,
it was great.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
it. I mean, again, this movie feels like seven different genres, or all the genres, however many genres you can find. But once that happens, it definitely takes the movie takes a turn. Right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. And then the tension really from there to the end is really, really strong.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the very ending. Well, we can talk about like kind of the party situation and then maybe the coda, I guess, at the end of that. But did you think he was going to stab him? Was that shocking?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess I should say it could have went 50-50.
Yeah.
But I kept noticing they kind of foreshadowed it right with... They kept saying he smells bad, and they kind of kept...
Yeah, oh, that was such a nice touch, filmmaking touch.
And as much as he is, like, the, kind of the calmer one and kind of goes with the flow compared to... To me, you know, again, I haven't seen it in a few weeks, but from my memory, he didn't, like, overreact as much as some of the others.
He's pretty even keel.
Exactly. And then... But that kind of kept hitting him, like, a few times at the movie, and I kept thinking... That's going to pay off.
Yeah. And that's where the performance is so strong, because it's so subtle on his face, but you can tell like internally he's just like
he's
in anguish.
He hates
that.
He hates it. And he definitely, it's so interesting. You know, it's like, you know, almost like why did he stab him because of that? Or was it much more than that? Like, I'm going to liberate my family. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So it's like he'd been completely broken down, like financially, and their house is, I mean, it shows their house again and it seems okay. So, but at that point I was assuming, okay, his house is ruined. Like, what do they have? And then his daughter's been stabbed. I was like, oh my gosh, she's about to do this.
Oh,
and then
horrible.
He just goes for it. I think right before it happens, you can tell it's going to happen. But I did have a sense going into the party, like this, something's going to crazy happen here.
It's going to get wild.
Yeah. And I think you were supposed to know that. And it's really well built tension.
Exactly. The thing that's amazing about it, even though you're kind of expecting it, what's incredible about the movie is that it feels earned.
Yeah,
you know, like up until that point, everything that's happened, even you're slowly being like an onion, you're pulling back the layers to like what's going to happen, and by the time you get to it, this, you can have this crazy bloody, you know, stab fest and just people, you know, dying and everything else going around. And it feels like, this is going to happen. This was always going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it feels earned. And it's just like a great compliment to the film.
Yeah, I agree. So then the very, very ending, we have him in hiding in the basement and all the Morse code light and all that. And then, so I want to hear your take on the very ending where it shows the son He says, one day I'll be rich and come back for you, basically. And then it shows that happening, and then it cuts back. Do you think that was a fantasy? Do you think it was
literal foreshadowing? I think it happened. I mean, honestly, if I really think about it, I think anytime there's a question of did this or did this not happen, I always lean towards it happened. Mm-hmm. But in this case specifically, I think it did. And I think it kind of, I said earlier that one of the themes to me was coming of age or mm-hmm. leaving your adolescence. Mm-hmm. And it definitely, whenever that last thing hit, right, where he's on the lawn with his mom and he comes out to the dad comes out to see them, that after I sat there for a minute and watched that and then the credits rolling, I was like, oh, the whole point of this movie was for him to grow up and you basically, you know, use his tools and his skills and actually make something of himself.
Kind of learn his lesson.
Learn his lesson.
Be terrible and manipulate people.
Exactly. And like, it feels like, you know, those are small little tiny bookends. And I was like, oh, so, you know, of course it's a big detail. It's a big arc, but also it's like a small arc. And, and you had to go through all this craziness to get to that. And I was like, oh, that's what the whole movie's about. It's about him growing up and it's about him, you know, being an adult.
Yeah.
Right. So
I really like that reading. That's different than what I thought.
Yeah.
I actually thought that it wasn't real. So I thought that we were supposed to think it was, and then we're going forward and, oh, he saved everything. And then it cuts back and shows he's still here now. And that's supposed to be, oh, that was a fantasy. He's devastated and he's trapped.
See, I can see that.
It's like a sad ending, but
I took it as like it was just a play on structure and we're seeing, I can totally see that.
Amazingly, it works really well both ways.
It does. Yeah. We can both have our cake and eat it too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in that reading, I think that for me captured the feeling of longing to get out of poverty in a really kind of a hard hitting way. Like this is the thing he wants most in his life. And I think we all have felt financial stress at some point. And so there's a little bit of familiarity, like one day I should be rich and I don't have to worry about this. And so he's feeling that so strongly, and then it's taken away. For that, that's how I read it. But
I'm not saying you're not, but I am a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah.
And so whenever I was like, oh, this is what happened. Like he did, you know. So it's just my brain automatically goes that way. Like in Inception, or a different movie, but when he spends the time,
must be happy.
Yeah, when he spends the time, I was like, yep, he's out. You know, like that's it. Exactly. So I'm always in that camp.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me to go the other direction.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you have any other final thoughts on the movie? I think we've covered a lot.
We have. Yeah. No, I think. One thing I'll say is, if you watch the I didn't really watch the trailer, but I could see how if you watch the trailer, then you wouldn't want to go watch this movie, right? You want to stay at home and watch something on Netflix or go see the next Marvel movie. As much as you will not find a bigger Marvel fan than me. I think that you need to go out and take a risk on these kind of movies to not only support them but also to open yourself up to other types of films, you know. And granted, I said earlier that this feels very American, but it's not it's not an American film. And it's okay to read and watch subtitles.
Yes, pro subtitles.
Exactly. There are so many types of movies out there and different movies, and I think that you will like them if you give them a chance, and just give them a chance. And this movie deserves it.
Absolutely.
It deserves all the praise that it gets, and I loved it.
There you go. Parasite, we recommend strongly. Go see this, stream it when it comes out, whatever. This one is worth your time. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today, Donovan. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to get this one out there.
Yeah.
Well, we will say goodbye for now.
Yeah, goodbye, guys.